Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Brigham Hoig is with us this morning. Brigham is the Cass County Wellness Coordinator. I want to talk a little bit about how some of the recent issues going on here locally and across the state and country have affected local food pantries and some of the ways that we're distributing some of those opportunities here this morning. Brigham, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jim.
Yeah, these are all important issues. There are so many details involved when we have an issue like this come up where so many folks might be, their lives are affected in a lot of different ways. How we travel, how we do things, and, you know, local food pantries are no different.
Right. Absolutely. They're absolutely going to be seeing the impacts, and already are.
Well, the Cass County Food Policy Council, I see you've got a Facebook page, one place to kind of gather up information. And I know I've talked with Ken Burkhart recently about the Atlantic Food Pantry, but it's not the only one here in the county, and they are all affected in similar ways.
Right. That's true. Yes, we have four main food pantries in the county, one in Anita, Griswold, Cumberland, and Atlantic.
Have they tried to coordinate at all kind of what they're doing instead of everybody trying to rewrite their own rules and regs, or is everybody's situation a little different?
You know, so Jim, everybody does have a little bit of a different situation. I have been in contact with all four pantries right now, basically because they haven't had necessarily a clear online presence, which is fine. They didn't need one in the past, but now as we've got more people asking about pantries and the need increasing, the Cass County's a Facebook page called Cass County, Iowa, Local Food, Farmers Markets, and Food Access. You can find us on Facebook, and that's where we're sharing information on the local pantries. And part of the reason that we're sharing the information right now is that these pantries are adjusting to something that's new to all of us, and they're going to continue to be adjusting. So we want to make sure that we've got information available, the latest information available.
Well, there is always, of course, a need for the service that the food pantries provide. A lot of folks maybe think of it during different times of the year, holidays, for example, when folks are gathering for meals. But there's always the need out there. And in a lot of cases, this happens a few times a month, perhaps every week. So there's a constant need for both donations, but the constant need for folks who come by to utilize the service.
Yes, exactly.
So talking with some of these different groups, you've had a chance to kind of coordinate a little bit with them. What are some of the things that they're doing differently?
Yeah, I think I'll just give you a rundown pantry by pantry. So the Atlantic Food Pantry, first of all, is one we think of because it's one of the largest here in the county. They are no longer asking for food referrals at this time. They are also allowing folks to come to the pantry as many times as needed during this epidemic. There aren't limits to the number of visits that folks can make to the Atlantic Pantry. They are distributing outside the pantry. That's one of the safety precautions that they're taking. It's kind of an express section where you've got prepackaged sacks that folks pick up. That is to maintain safe distances. The Atlantic Pantry right now is taking donations. Actually, you know what? I'm going to talk about donations in a second with all of the pantries. So those are the main changes to Atlantic. With Atlantic, if you do need food delivery, because we know that there are populations that are vulnerable or maybe even feeling sick, those are the folks we really don't want to have coming to the pantry. Deliveries for the Atlantic Pantry, folks can call Stacy Weiss at 712-249-3026. She will coordinate with Atlantic Pantry on getting deliveries made on the day that Atlantic is open, which is Thursday.
Very good.
As for Griswold, Griswold is open the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at 11 a.m. The next pantry they will have is April 14th. They have moved to a delivery to cars outside. So you pull in and they'll deliver a box of food to your vehicle. Again, this is about the distance component. If you want deliveries from any of the Cumberland, Anita, and Griswold pantries, you're asked to call the pantry at least a couple days before they plan to distribute. This is so that they can get volunteers lined up and so they can plan effectively. So I just want to note, for folks who really do need the delivery, call those pantries ahead of time. Cumberland is the first and third Wednesdays of the month at 4 p.m. That is the information I've got for Cumberland. Anita is the first and third Saturdays. They are kind of doing a drive-through pantry. Items will be carried to cars. People are asked to follow the signs, not get out of the cars. And Anita also wanted me to share that they are no longer handing out vouchers for margarine, bread, or milk. Instead, they're getting those items from the grocery stores and putting them in the boxes so folks don't have to go into the grocery stores for additional contact.
Oh, very good. That's a nice help. Well, that's only part of the process, the donation or the distribution mm-hmm. process. There's also the donation process, and as we mentioned, there's always a need for that.
Yes, absolutely. So on the website, we have the address for each of the pantries. And at this point, I'm recommending to folks that you send checks to the pantries to make donations. The money allows the pantries to buy what they need most of that time. They also, some of them have relationships with different places where they can get bulk discounts or whatnot, so it can be more efficient for them to buy it than it can be for you to buy the item. So sending checks is the first priority. Atlantic, I do have a list of donations items that Atlantic is looking for on the website, and that is because I had mentioned that these pantries are going to a more streamlined delivery. You know, you've got a box, get your box, get out. In the past, these pantries have really worked to accommodate folks different what you do and don't like, and you get a chance to check it out and choose what you want. We really don't have that option to spend a lot of time and a lot of folks touching and looking at items. So they're going to a simplified model. So they do ask for a simplified donation. Basically, what I can say for Atlantic is think of the most common canned soups, ramen noodles, and the most common canned fruits and vegetables would probably be a good thing to think about if you're looking for items.
Okay. All the things we probably typically have in our own pantries or cupboards at home.
Yes. I guess the one other thing that I should point out is all four of these pantries, just like most of us, are struggling to get enough toilet paper. So that is one other item that would be really helpful for all four of them.
Yeah, well, that's stand in line these days, right? That's unfortunately kind of the way that has gone. But that will change here shortly, too. It's a distribution problem. So once the once they get more of that into the local stores, then we'll have a lot more luck with that as well. Well, very good. You know, we talk about a lot of the work that's done here through the Cass County Local Food Policy Council. Can you talk a little bit about that? Who's involved in that? What's the purpose? What's the point of all that?
Sure. So the Cass County Food Policy Council is a group of folks appointed by the Board of Supervisors that come together, and we're basically working on, honestly, the Facebook page does a pretty good job of saying local food. So we're promoting local food, farmers markets, and food pantries. So right now, just like everyone else, we're looking at COVID-19 needs. We are looking into a couple of different potential grants to apply for with other organizations throughout the county with hopes that we can support and expand on the great work that many volunteers across the county are doing regarding food delivery and donation. The people that are on this council are primarily stakeholders with interest in local food. So we've got, for example, Natalie Ritter from the Atlantic School District. She's a food service director. We've got a couple of folks from the Board of Supervisors that sit in. We've got Kate Olson from ISU Extension, a couple of different local producers. Tracy Lett, who's on the Food Pantry Board in Anita, is on the Cass County Local Food Policy Council, or just coming on as a new member now. So it spans folks that are all working on local food topics.
Sure. Is there room for more?
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. So we do have, I think, a limited number of members by our bylaws, but we can always have folks who aren't members, and the meetings are open. The last meeting we had, we did do it on the web, like a lot of organizations are doing. But I will work to better promote when those meetings are, and getting a hold of us through that Facebook page is a great way to do it.
Okay, very good. So, again, what should they look for on Facebook?
Cass County, Iowa, local food, farmers markets, and food access.
Okay, very good. And you did send a news release out with a lot of this information, including details on the different food pantries, their locations, dates and times, phone numbers, contact information, that type of stuff. And we do have that posted on our what's called now our information you need page at KJAN.com. So that's a clickable link. You can take a look at that. So it has all those resources for you there as well. A lot of folks are out there working on our behalf, even in these tough times. And Brigham, we sure appreciate the fact that a lot of folks are helping those that do need the assistance.
Absolutely. These pantries are working overtime, and they're doing fantastic work.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time here today. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jim. Take care.